Hey, what's up, everybody? My name's Nathan Payne. This will be my first video that I post in this group. I'm just a normal average Joe guy that's wanted to start a page to kind of give some information on what's working for me as a wholesaler. I'm in the trenches with you guys. I'm doing acquisitions, dispositions, trying to run my business. So I thought starting a page, a little mastermind, and giving some quick tips daily, you know, weekly, whenever I can, would help everybody out. And I want to create a community where we're all progressing and growing and making money together. So this post today, I just want to share an experience I'm having right now. I'm leaving, I don't know if you can see it in my rearview mirror, but Wells Fargo. I just left Wells Fargo because I just got a document notarized to release my affidavit of memorandum, which basically means I clouded somebody's title, a deal that we had, and we're basically getting paid $5,000 to release the memorandum of contract. So let me kind of explain quickly what happened. So we had a seller who, we've been doing nationwide for about a year, so we got a deal about 6 months ago in Wyoming, and we signed with the seller, everything was good to go, we got a great deal, and we're about to sell it, wholesale it, and the seller ghosted us, just dropped off the face of the earth. So we said, yeah, we need to protect our interest in the property, and we don't want him to sell to someone else and go around us. So we filed an affidavit memorandum, we submitted it with the county, got it recorded. And what happened is the 2 days before he ended up ghosting us to sell to someone else, 2 days before the deal was sold to someone else, the contract we had recorded, but the title company didn't catch that. So the title company sold the deal to this other buyer without them knowing that there was a clouded title. So I saw that the house was sold, and I called up the county and said, hey, what happened? We had this recorded. They're like, hey, you're gonna have to call the title company. I called them. They're like, oh, you know, we didn't catch it, but it's not our fault. So then I reached out to the seller, and the seller was really upset. No, I'm sorry, the buyer was really upset because he's like, well, what the heck? The title company is supposed to catch this. And I said, look, we had this deal. We had the rights to buy it. I'm sorry, but you know, we had interest. We're gonna make, you know, 30, 40, whatever off of it. And I told him all this, and he said, you know what? I'll call you back. I'm gonna get to figure it out. About a week ago, his attorney reached out to me and said, hey, I need you to release your cloud on the title, the memorandum of contract and sale purchase. And I said, look, you know, this is a spreadsheet of what we're gonna make. We just want some compensation. And you know, he said, what do you want? I said, give me 10 grand. You know, and we just settled on 5. So I just got this notarized at Wells Fargo to release my cloud on the title. And they're going to wire me $5,000. So this video, it went a little longer than I want these to be really short. But all I have to say is, if you got a seller and you got a deal that you know is a deal, cloud the title so no one can go around you, especially if they ghost you, because they're definitely probably trying to sell to someone else. So if you have questions about that, reach out to me. I'll let you know what information, what wording you need to put in your contract so you can protect your interest to purchase the properties that we're working with. Again, reach out to me if you need anything. I'm here to help. Let's make some money. All right, bye.